Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Chinook Echoes is looking back into native heritage.
How things are and how they got that way.
Chinook Patterns is information.
Issues that affect the patterns of Alaskan life.
Chinook Profiles, portraits of people, places, events.
But mostly the people who are Alaskan.
Welcome to Chinook. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. This program is one in a series presenting the Wolf Dance performed by the King Island Dancers on February 23, 1982 in Nome, Alaska. The dance was performed twice during the Bering Straits Elders Conference, the first times in 50 years, people said, since the last wolf dance they could remember. People of all ages and from many villages crowded the National Guard Armory in Nome. The high-ceilinged building was warm and the more than 2,000 spectators quiet, watching and listening. Others in the area who could not attend heard a live broadcast over radio station KNOM, hosted by Brother Norman and Margaret Sigana, who saw the wolf dance as a young girl. In this program, we will be hearing parts of that broadcast of the wolf dance, led by Paul Tiulana at the rectangular wooden drum and Ralph Ulana, who sat next to him, guiding the 8 men and 5 women on stage, the dancers from King Island. The wolf dance did not have its beginnings in King Island or in Nome. Margaret Sigana.
It came from the Kowerak area that's around the Satooth area, and that's where the young man got an eagle. He killed it and skinned it and put the skin on some bushes because it was too heavy for him to pack home. He thought that he could dry it out for a little bit and then come in a few days and pick it up. And then when he came back, there was an eagle that charged at him, and he went under a ledge. And this eagle came very close to him and landed and told him not to shoot at him. It was that during the days when bow and arrows were used. When the eagle landed, he took off his hood and he had a human head. And they started talking together, and the eagle took the man up and took him someplace he didn't know where. And the eagle put him down, and he told the man to listen. And the man heard a throbbing, a real loud throbbing. And the eagle told him, "Do you hear it?" And he said, "Yes." And he told him, "It is my mother's heart beating. She's in sorrow because you killed my brother. And she has sent me to tell you to make a dance in honor of her and my brother, her son."
Eight men and 5 women were on the stage, the men in light blue t-shirts and pants with fur or beaded panels on the shirts, skin mukluks and headdresses of eagle feathers or fur. Some wore long sealskin dance mittens with rattlers attached. 4 of the men were in front of a plywood platform with 4 circular cutouts. The other 4 men and the 5 women stood or kneeled on top of the platform. They were assistants, helpers, for the main dancers below. Squares of stitched-together seal gut draped over the platform above each of the 4 holes.
Yeah. All four men have just gone into the four holes that were originally covered by the sealskins. Very fast, very, very impressive indeed. They just kind of scooted right in there. Frank Elana apparently is directing the dance. He gives directions, and the dancers follow his directions.
While the men are in the space back there, they're getting ready. They're putting on some wolf heads, and the women are now dancing upon the platform.
They're getting ready. They're holding the each of the four seal skins and getting ready to open them. And we'll see what happens from here. They kind of shake it as they pull it up. We see the four mitts with the ivory pelts on them. Grabbing a hold of the four mitts. It's just shaked a little bit. See the faces of the wolves, actually replicas of wolves in the holes with those mitts with the ivory pieces on it. And you can still hear that that wooden drum pounding as they just peep out of the hole. Each of the men up on top of the hole is grabbing hold of that fur as they continue to dance halfway out of the hole. Just the top part of their bodies are out of the holes as they dance. out of the holes. They finally got out of the holes. They're sitting in the holes.
The King Island Dancers performing the Wolf Dance in Nome on February 23, 1982. We will hear the rest of the performance and the drum beating the eagle's heartbeat on the next Chinook. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Chinook Echoes is looking back into native heritage.
How things are and how they got that way.
Chinook Patterns is information.
Issues that affect the patterns of Alaskan life.
Chinook Profiles, portraits of people, places, events.
But mostly the people who are Alaskans.
Welcome to Chinook. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. This program is the fourth and final in a series presenting the Wolf Dance performed by the King Island Dancers in the Nome National Guard Armory on February 23, 1982. It was said to be the first performance in 50 years, and the crowd in the armory was standing room only. Infants and elders watched and listened intently to the five women and eight men on stage who faced two men below, Paul Tiulana beating the rectangular wooden drum and Frankie Lana next to him giving directions. The men wore light blue pants and t-shirts with fur or beaded frontlets. Four of the men were on stage after emerging from circular cutouts in front of the plywood box set, a 16-foot by 4-foot by 4-foot structure. The other four men, the helpers, and the five women in fur parkas stood or kneeled on top of the set. KNOM Radio in Nome provided live coverage of the Wolf Dance, hosted by Brother Norman and Margaret Sigana, who saw the dance when she was a young girl. We will be hearing parts of that broadcast as we join the King Island Dancers performing the Wolf Dance.
Four dancers have removed the wolf heads from their bodies now, taking out the beautiful big gloves again. They had smaller gloves when they were wearing the wolf mask. And they have larger gloves also that they're putting on now. I'm not sure that... is there any reason why they use the smaller gloves when they're wearing the wolf masks?
That could portray the paws of the wolves.
I see, as opposed to the larger gloves, which portray the... Do they have any particular meaning of larger ones?
That could portray the eagle wings.
I see. Okay, that does make a lot of sense because they're now donning the eagle feathers. They've taken off the wolf heads. They've put on the eagle feathers with the long gloves. These gloves go all the way up to the shoulders. They have straps that go around the shoulders. I think the original dance, the wolf dance, lasted something like 3 days. Is that true, Margaret?
That was three continuous days. It would take maybe 7, 8, 9 hours continuous for one day, one evening, and then repeated the next two nights the same way, and just go and go all the time until it's over.
Right, so that's a little reminder that we are only seeing a very small portion of the actual wolf dance as originally performed. Thank you. as Margaret mentioned, it's not like your regular Eskimo dances. There's only one drum, only one drummer. And that, of course, is a wooden drum, which is just played by that one drummer. Frank Alana taking a bow. Frank is the one who is directing the entire dance, by the way. I guess that ends the first part of the dance. Tremendous response here. How many parts of the dance are there that will be performed tonight, Margaret? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
They have, in the beginning, they had the opening, and then they have the, they usually have closing one, too, with the regular drums.
Okay, we opened with regular drums, and then we had the traditional hollow wooden drum for this last part of the dance, and now it looks like we're picking up the traditional walrus hide, walrus stomach drums. The wooden drum has been put away. The men have gotten up with, the drummers have gotten up, and now the drummers will be facing the audience this time. At the beginning of this dance, the drummers were actually facing the stage.
Now they are doing the finale, the last part of the wolf dance. And there has been a lot of it omitted due to time that they couldn't practice it all through. And this finale dance is very impressive.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. You figure 27 hours of dancing is quite a lot to practice. So we're going to watch. We have four dancers here, and let's see, I think 11 drummers, and here they are. The four dancers are standing in a square in the middle of the floor with their eagle feathers and the long ivory-covered gloves or mittens. Of the dance, the women crawl through between the eagles that are dancing. They have to do so without being hit. All five women have gone through. They crawl right through the middle of the square. They're the four dancers. Dancers moving to and fro.
This last piece that was sung, the identified the women going out between the dancers, and that was the custom of the wolf dance. The sound kept going and going and going, and people had to go out and not be touched by any of the dancers. If a person was touched while by one of the dancers, he had to go back and try and get out without being touched by one of the dancers. So it took sometimes a long time for people to get through that passage.
So that's all of the people that are in the dance, or is that just the dancers, or is that everyone watching the dance also?
It was in the custom that everybody had to go out through that passage between the dancers.
Well, that's quite interesting. I'd like to see all of this group go through. It would be a long dance indeed. Very exquisitely done. That part of the custom, as mentioned before, was done by five of the women who were dancing along. It looks at this point that the dance is done.
We're having the bench dance now, I think, and I'd like to go up there.
All the women lined up, sitting down on the stage, all facing toward the right. The dance is about to begin.
Eleven King Island men beat their thin wands made of axe handle against the circular walrus stomach drums as the King Island women, Margaret Sigana among them, danced on stage. The wooden drum sounding the eagle's heartbeat was taken down and heard no more that evening, an evening that marked the first performance of the wolf dance in 50 years. The wolves were out of their dens and the eagle silent as the singing and celebration continued. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.